From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Lisanne Ramos. A better bus system is coming to South Miami-Dade, but some South Dade leaders say it's too little, too late. Homestead, Palmetto Bay, and a few other cities have joined forces to revolt against the bus system in favor of a light rail system. I recently spoke with the mayor of Palmetto Bay, Eugene Flynn, about what forced these leaders to band together.
We finally recognize that we have to do mass transit. Traffic is unbearable throughout our cities. People are beginning to threaten to sell their homes and move.
Well, what do you think are the major problems that people are dealing with?
The South area is the last frontier, so to speak, for where there's virgin land to be developed. There's a lot of pressure on the existing roads that just are not able to meet current standards. So 3, 4, 5 years from now, it's going to collapse.
And you guys held a town hall on Wednesday to discuss the system. What feedback did you get from the community?
Well, there were some people that want a less expensive option, but most people want the rail and want it now. I was pleasantly surprised by how many people are aware of the issue and are ready to spend what it's going to take to resolve the traffic situation. There's no cheap option here. Metro Rail really was supposed to go down this far. To just offer up buses when the bus service has been the ridership suppressed from lack of support for it all these years, it was surprising a number of people that looked the county representatives in the eye and said, "We don't trust you. And we know that rail will have the capacity. We know that rail will be maintained. They can't take rail off the tracks and move it like they can with a bus."
That was Palmetto Bay Mayor Eugene Flynn on the demand from South Dade for a light rail system. You can read more of the interview at WLRN.org. From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Lisanne Ramos.